Poll shows Walker still in virtual tie with Warnock after media attacks. By Jacob Bliss on October 5, 2022. Georgia GOP Senate candidate Herschel Walker is still in a virtual tie with Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock in the first poll after the latest media attacks on the Republican. The Insider Advantage/Fox 5 poll showed the two candidates are now in a statistical tie, within the 4.2% margin of error, as the poll was taken on October 4, after two stories were written about Walker, showed Warnock by only 3.6%. Of the 550 likely voters, 47.2% said they would support Warnock, while 43.6% said they would support Walker. Additionally, 3.3% said they would support Libertarian Chase Oliver, while another 0.9% said other, and 5% said no opinion or undecided. The founder of Insider Advantage, Matt Towery, said his group was initially polling the race on Monday where Walker was only down by one, but ultimately decided to scrap the poll after the Daily Beast story on Walker came out, to run another poll on Tuesday. The good news for Warnock is that following these newest events, he leads by 3 points, Towery noted. The good news for Walker is that the difference between the two polls is well within the survey's margin of error. On Sunday, The New York Times published a piece claiming Walker has been ostracized from the black community in his hometown. Breitbart News' Ashley Oliver explained. Times reporter John Branch, who is based in California, used mostly anonymous sources and anecdotes from visiting Walker's hometown of Wrightsville to generalize that feelings that Walker, a Georgia football legend, is not in touch with the black community are flowering ahead of November's election. Herschel's not getting the black vote because Herschel forgot where he came from. He's not part of the black community, Branch quoted Curtis Dixon, a black former high school teacher and coach of Walker's, as saying. Then, on Monday, the Daily Beast reported that an anonymous woman had accused Walker, who is vocally pro-life, of encouraging her in 2009 to abort their unborn child. A woman who asked not to be identified out of privacy concerns told the Daily Beast that, after she and Walker conceived a child while they were dating in 2009, he urged her to get an abortion. The woman said she had the procedure and that Walker reimbursed her for it. She supported these claims with a $575 receipt from the abortion clinic, a Get Well card from Walker, and a bank deposit receipt that included an image of a signed $700 personal check from Walker. Walker denied the Daily Beast story, calling it a flat-out lie and made an appearance on Fox News's Hannity, saying, "I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion, and it's a lie." This happened while the Republican candidate's 23-year-old son, Christian, was lashing out on social media, accusing Walker of giving their family the middle finger. However, this now means both candidates have allegations lodged against them, as Warnock is also no stranger to scandals. Warnock, a former pastor, faced abuse allegations and was famously accused of running over his then-wife's foot with his 2014 Tesla. The two went through an ugly divorce, which was finalized in 2020 amid Warnock's Senate bid runoff against former Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA. Tucker Carlson Tonight aired police body cam footage from the alleged incident where his ex-wife, Ulandi, told authorities that her husband is a great actor and phenomenal at putting on a really good show. Notably, Dee's foot did not show signs of injury as she accused the Democrat of only caring about his reputation as he ran for Senate. He was not charged with anything in the incident. Additionally, Warnock faced allegations of child abuse at a church camp that he oversaw. In fact, he was arrested in 2002 over the accusations of obstructing a child abuse investigation at a church camp in Carroll County, Maryland. As Breitbart News reported, Warnock and Wainwright interrupted a police interview of a camp counselor in 2002. After investigators moved the interview to a picnic area, the reverends interfered against and tried to prevent one camper from directing police to other potential witnesses. Maryland State Trooper Diane Berry of the State Police Child and Sexual Assault Unit said, "I've never encountered resistance like that at all." Barry contended that the counselors consented to be interviewed after they were told they were free to go at any time and were not obligated to answer Barry's questions. After being arrested and charged, Warnock and Wainwright were released. The charges were eventually dropped. A spokesperson for Warnock's campaign claimed that the Democrat was protecting the rights of young people to make sure they had a lawyer or parent when being questioned. As Election Day is less than 5 weeks away, and the polling is tightening, Towery explained that he continues to believe that the polling suggests that this race is headed to a general election runoff. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.